This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the Maldives on the second leg of his two-nation visit. In a special gesture, President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, received the Prime Minister at Vilana International Airport. This marks the Prime Minister's third visit to the Maldives and the first visit by a head of state to the Maldives during the presidency of Dr. Mohamed Muizu. Today, the Prime Minister will hold discussions on issues of mutual interest with President Muizu. The two leaders will also take stock of the progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership adopted during the state visit of the President of the Maldives to India in October 2024. During that visit, RuPay card was also launched in the Maldives. Speaking to our correspondent, High Commissioner of India to the Maldives, D. Balasubramanian, said that both sides are engaged in serious negotiations regarding the launch of UPI in the Maldives.
Both sides are on at very serious level of negotiations in terms of launching the UPA also. I would say that we are more or less there. And once it is agreed by both the countries, there will be some terms and conditions under which the implementation period would be decided. And I'm sure in the near future, it would be possible for citizens of both the countries to avail of the benefit of UPI, which has been a great success in India.
The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., the House remembered the country's brave soldiers and paid tributes on the eve of the 26th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla recalled the bravery and valour of the Indian Armed Forces who sacrificed their life to protect the nation.
कारगिल युद्ध में हमारी सेना ने कठिन भौगोलिक बाधाओं प्रतिकूल मौसम का सामना करते हुए राष्ट्रीय प्रभुता और अखंडता की रक्षा में असाधारण वीरता अदम्य साहस शौर्य और संकल्प का परिचय दिया और अनंत विजय प्राप्त की है। आज हम इस अवसर पर अपने वीर सैनिकों को नमन करते हैं जिन्होंने अपनी राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा में अपना सर्वोच्च बलिदान दिया।
The House also observed silence in honour of the country's brave soldiers. Soon after this, Mr. Birla tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members trooped into the well of the House, demanding discussion on various issues, including special intensive revision in Bihar and its rollback. Mr. Birla urged the opposition to allow the question hour, saying their conduct lacked dignity. But the opposition members did not pay heed to his appeal and continued with their protest, forcing the House to be adjourned till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition ruckus over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members continued their protests, raising their demands. The chair appealed to them to allow the question hour, but they continued sloganeering. Amid the noisy scenes, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the question hour is important as the questions are related to farmers' welfare and their concerns. Earlier, when the House assembled at 11 a.m., newly elected members representing Tamil Nadu in the Rajya Sabha took oath. In Rajasthan, 5 students died and more than 20 were injured when a school building collapsed in a village in Manohar Thana Assembly constituency of the Halawar district. The incident took place in Government Upper Primary School, Piplodi. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the death of students after a school roof tragically collapsed in Jhalawar, Rajasthan. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea seeking directions for the union to set in motion the delimitation process for increasing the number of assembly seats in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. A bench of Justices Suryakant and N. Koteshwar Singh delivered the judgment. Equity benchmark indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, extended their losses for a second straight session today. The 30-share BSE Sensex was trading 581 points lower at 81,603, while NSE Nifty 50 declined 119 points to 24,863 a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.